And we think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's katiecouric.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, there's been a lot. It's been a lot to take in. Joe Biden, apparently he has left files he wasn't supposed to have in every location in the United States of America. In fact, if I were you, I would turn off the Jesse Kelly Show right now and go look through your file cabinets. He may have put more files in there. There's now a third location. And I love the excuses. I am going to start. I've told you this before. I'm going to start copying Joe Biden. And I'm going to start using the excuse that's not at all an excuse, but acting like that puts a seal on it. Hey, Joe, what about Hunter Biden getting hired by these guys? Well, who said he did anything wrong? Nobody did. And then he gets busted with classified documents. And hey, the garage was locked.
Mr. President, okay. Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street. But anyway, yes, as well as my Corvette.
Look, they're in a locked garage. It's not like, let's not act like the Chinese spy agency can pick garage locks. All right, there are some walls they can't breach. Diversity hires struggling out here.
I want to be prudent here. I want to make sure that we do this in the appropriate way.
We're going to ask them because that's our job.
I understand, and my job is to answer your question. So here we go. Let's go.
We ask this is because on like day two of this administration, when he swore all of you in, the president said, quote, I'm going to make mistakes. When I make them, I'll acknowledge them, and I'll tell you, and I'll need your help to help me correct them. So you're the one here talking to us about this. That's why we're asking you. So let's just remember that.
We don't need to have this. We work very well together. We don't need to have this kind of confrontation. Ask your question, and I.
It is so fun how out of place Democrats are when they get attacked by the media. It's never happened to them before. It's like, hey, Ed, what? I thought we were friends.
Answer them the best that I can.
Part of the reason we're laying that out is because you're laying out your part of the job.
I know, but I'm just saying that we don't need to have contention. You don't need to be contentious with me here.
Chris just nailed it. That's the calm down, don't make a scene thing. It's so true. It's what she's doing. Ed, you're asking me in front of everybody.
The president was asked yesterday but did not answer this part of the question. Why didn't he or someone in the White House inform the American people when these documents were discovered on November 2nd? Did it have anything to do, because people are asking this part of it, did it have anything to do with the fact that the election was just a few days away?
Again, Ed, this is under review by the Department of Justice. It is literally under review right now. As I am talking to you, it is under review.
As I'm talking to you, we're reviewing it. It's fine. and Merrick Garland, I'm going to play his statement again today. And I know we've brought this up before on the show, but this is not a normal voice. I mean, you realize that, right? This, what, Chris, I'm telling you, there's something wrong. Human beings aren't supposed to sound like this.
Earlier today, I signed an order appointing Robert Hur, special counsel for the matter I've just described. The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter. The special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, but he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department.
Mm-hmm. And that all leads me to this. Actually, none of that leads me to this. I just feel like changing the subject. Larry Nadler is a despicable human being, has been for a very long time. In case you're wondering who that is, have you ever seen the movie Rumpelstiltskin? And you notice the bridge troll that lives underneath it? That's actually Larry Nadler. That movie was made about Larry Nadler. And you've seen him in Congress. You'll know it's him because you'll see the man who adjusts his belt buckle right up by his sternum. That's Larry Nadler. And we've talked about the fact before that Larry Nadler, Chris, can we make sure that we get this on the show's website again? Larry Nadler also, he also pooped his pants on stage. He did. I'm not making that up. You will see it. If you go to, we have an Instagram and Twitter page for the Jesse Kelly Show. It's just at Jesse Kelly Show, both of them. I will show you video evidence of Larry Nadler doing the poopy pants walk off the stage. And you can tell that's a man who pooped his pants. And so I bring all this up because Larry Nadler is also a despicable piece of baby murdering trash.
The problem with this bill is not that it makes anything, that it is not that it provides any new protections for infants. The problem with this bill is that it endangers some infants by stating that that infant must immediately be brought to the hospital, where, depending on the circumstances, that may be the right thing to do for the health and survival of that infant, or it may not. That is the problem with this bill. It directs and mandates a certain medical care which may not be appropriate, which may be endanger the life of an infant in certain circumstances. That's why we oppose this bill.
That's Larry Nadler speaking against giving a child that has just been born and is alive medical care. Anyway, back to the Biden stuff. I don't know why I got distracted by poopy pants Nadler. Just to recap what I've been telling you, it's Biden's, quote, own people who keep discovering these things. It's his legal counsel. It's Biden's aides who are discovering them. These are not Republican operatives discovering these things. It's Democrats. And I'll say to you what I've said to you for a long time. It's Democrats because they're planning on taking old President Poopy Pants out. This was me back in March. They're treating Joe Biden like a Republican? Why would that be happening? The media does not treat Democrats like Republicans. That's not exactly news. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice knows that. Everyone knows how, I mean, they're beyond biased, how flat-out hostile they are to you and to me. Why would they be hostile to Joe Biden? And why would all these things be happening over the course of 24 to 48 hours? I say, this is my theory, I say marching orders have gone out, and they're officially sick and tired of Joe Biden. And you remember how I predicted Fauci would retire before the end of the year? Go ahead and write it down, fellas. Joe Biden's gone after the midterms.
Mark my words. Once the midterms are done, he'll resign, you know, medical reasons or something like that. They'll be carting poor Joe out the back of the White House and shipping him off to Delaware. And before you know it, Democrat after Democrat after Democrat seems to be finding really damaging stuff about Joe Biden. Huh. You know what's fun, Chris? Being the Oracle. What? I know it's supposed to be this horrible burden to be able to see the future like I do, but I want to tell you, I just get drunk on the power of it, really. I mean, it's when you focus only on yourself and you never concern yourself with anyone around you, then life really gets so much more fulfilling. Jesse, when you tell us to email you, you always say your love, your hate, and your death threats. I've heard you read hate emails on the air before, and I was wondering, what's the ratio of love to hate to death threats for emails you get? Genuinely curious, since I know you're a favorite target of left-wing folk. Keep up the good fight, Jesse. We've got your back since you got ours. The vast majority of the mail, of the email, remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, by the way. Vast majority of the email is positive. Love, hate, death threats, Ask Dr. Jesse questions can all be sent to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, you'll always be anonymous. All your emails go to Chris, though, and he prints them off for me. I read them. The vast majority are positive. To be frank, as terrible as you can be to me sometimes, even though I'm really nice, people are honestly even wonderful to me when I take a day off or go on vacation. Most of the emails are, hey, I miss you. I hope you're having a blast. Glad you're taking some time off. See you when you get back. You guys are just wonderful. Plenty of hate. There's plenty of hate. I would say love to hate, though, is 4-1. I would guess 4-1. Death threats aren't as common because the communists have figured out that that's actually a felony. We have to report it. Chris, do we not? We have to report it, do we not? We have to report it. I don't say the death threats. I'm not allowed to read the name or anything like that on the air. I take that back. I'm allowed, but I don't. Even your death threats remain private. But if you send me a death threat, I'm coming to kill you. I'm coming to your house. You're going to die. We are required by law. You have these weird laws when your show gets nationally syndicated. Now all of a sudden you're subject to all these federal laws. We are required by law to report every death threat. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure the FBI gets these and says, ha, 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 I hope they get him. And they chuck it in the trash. I don't think they actually do anything with it, but we have to report all those. And those aren't common. Once a week. Well, that's not fair. Depending on the subject. Sometimes it's a lot more. It's a lot more. There are some people that'll send you a lot. You want to know who the most death threats I get from? Most death threats? I'll tell you in a second. Before I get to most death threats, let's get to your crappy cell phone service and the fact that you're funding communism every month. And I'm not judging you. In all seriousness, with your cell phone, I've made every mistake you can make. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, I've had them all. And they're all garbage. You know AT&T owns CNN, right? T-Mobile, their CEO's an advisor to Democrats, telling them how to beat Trump. You know that you could switch to Pure Talk, and Pure Talk actually loves you and your values. They are an American company. Their CEO is a veteran, fought for this country. Their American customer service representatives speak English, and it takes you 10 minutes? You do it right on your phone. Pick up your phone right now and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month on top of everything else. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let's get to, we can get to emails in a second. I want to bring this up real quick. It said, soaring U.S. egg prices put pressure on consumers and businesses. You've heard me bring this up on the show before. We have officially moved into the me talking about it on radio phase to the looking into it seriously phase. Man, I can't afford these kids eating anymore. My oldest son, and he's 14 and the other one's 12 and coming fast when it comes to the eating thing. I almost forgot how much I used to eat at that age. My oldest son, he eats 2 Jesse Kelly burgers now. When I make the world famous Jesse Kelly burgers, I always keep an extra. I've always kept an extra. Well, I've tried to. Why do I do that? Well, for purely selfish reasons. I put it in the fridge. I'll wake up the next morning and have a Jesse Kelly burger for breakfast. Don't worry. I add an egg sometimes to make it breakfast. But I've always done that. I don't remember the last time I've had an extra burger because everyone will get theirs. You remember, you make them one at a time. And James will sit there and he say, can I have one more? It's my last burger. That was my breakfast burger. But I guess you can. I guess it's fine. Well, it's even worse now with eggs. I'm an egg freak. And people ask me which way I like them. Every way. I like them over easy. I like them scrambled. I like them over soft. I like them omelet wise. I like eggs nests. I like all of it. I'm an egg freak. And because of that, my sons are now egg freaks. They'll eat scrambled eggs with me in the morning. I'll wake up, I'll make them bacon and eggs or sausage and eggs. Something like, it's just something I do. It's part of our routine in the morning when I'm gabbing with the boys. That's what I do. Dude, these prices are outrageous now. And my oldest will take down 4 or 5 eggs easily in a sitting. And I'm saying easily, I don't know how high he'll go. That's me cutting him off because we're now at the point, because I eat 3 eggs. Remember, I'm 6'8", 230. I eat 3 eggs. The youngest will eat 2. If the wife isn't doing one of her weirdo freak super healthy things, she'll have 1 or 2. That's a dozen eggs a meal. A dozen eggs a meal. That is unbelievable. I just want to say, I think I'm going to get some chickens, Chris. I agree. I think I do have to at this point in time. I cannot justify keep spending these prices at the grocery store. I think I'm going to get some chickens. But I see all these things about free-range chickens, where you just let them run. I do have a dog. And I know you make fun of him for being a designer dog, and I make fun of him because, I'll be honest with you, my dog's an idiot, and he is. I know you're supposed to brag about how smart your dog is. Not my dog. I've had many smart dogs. This dog is an idiot, an absolute moron. But that said, he is a good guard dog, and he most definitely is going to attack any chickens that are in the backyard just free-ranging around. If they're not locked up, they're going to die. I told you about that dog of mine that died, Chris. We had I shouldn't say we, because I'm actually not even sure I was alive. If I was alive, I was a newborn, but my parents had a pit bull when I was either a small baby or a twinkle in my dad's eye. I don't know, but we just had a pit bull. And apparently this dog attacked everyone, the mailman, you name it. The only person he wouldn't hurt was my sister. Apparently the dog always had to be chained outside and he would run the chain back and forth and wipe people out. My dad, mom, everybody. But if my sister was out there, she was a small child at the time, he wouldn't move. He wouldn't hurt her. Dogs are just kind of cool like that. Incredible. But because he ate everyone, he tried to eat the mailman for real one day and my parents had to give him away. Some farmer took him in because he wanted his livestock protected. The dog promptly broke into the chicken coop and ate all the chickens and choked to death on a chicken bone. That's a true story, Chris. What? That's a true story. No doubt about it. So I do worry about the lives of the chickens. I don't want chickens that are stacked on top of each other. I don't want to clean up chicken poop, but I don't want the dog to eat them. That is what I have boys for. That's a good point. What's the point of having boys if you can't work them like slave labor? It's wonderful. It's one of the real perks of parenthood. Jesse, don't forget Iowa when you're urging people to get out of the communist strongholds. Our governor, Kim Reynolds, is making great progress. Her predecessor was Rhino Puke, and we thought she would be the same. To our amazement, she's been great. Last night, her state of the state was setting an agenda of school choice and life. Iowa is a great choice for freedom. Don't take it from me. Just ask your buddy up here, Steve Dace. I love Steve. And yeah, I told you before, Midwest is underrated, baby. Wonderful people, wonderful food. The weather is absolutely horrid, but that's really the case anywhere. I mean, no Texan is ever going to complain about the weather somewhere else, at least not to my face. The weather sucks here, and it's still here. It's wonderful here. No, Chris, don't. No. What has perfect weather? Virginia. Yes, it does have. I've lived there. Don't tell me it doesn't. I've lived there, Chris. Virginia has a perfect 4 seasons. Nice and hot in the summer, pleasant and flowery in the spring, leaves turning a perfect color, cool and crisp in the fall, snow on the ground. And it's not freezing to death, Chris. It's called a winter coat. Gosh, what a baby. Speaking of babies, did you save one last night? You going to save one today? You know, preborn is out there for us actually saving lives. They're not talking about it like some idiot on the radio like I am. They're actually out there doing it. Those pro-life centers, the pro-life centers NBC doesn't
like. But where they're starting is also important as they do things like seeking to protect crisis pregnancy centers, which are notorious for disinformation about abortion and pregnancy.
Disinformation, as in telling a young lady the abortion is going to kill her baby? Preborn invites that young lady in. They don't browbeat her. They don't yell at her. It's all done out of love. They simply say, hey, how about a free ultrasound? It's free. Come on in. Take a look. And she lays down and she gets that ultrasound that you paid for. $28 is what it costs. Doesn't cost her anything. And she hears that heartbeat. And overwhelmingly, the vast majority of the time, that's all it takes. When she hears that heartbeat, she becomes a mom. It goes from being a clump of cells like the news told her to something that's very real. It costs preborn $28 to give that to that young lady. Look, there's no limit. They have to buy the machines. They pay for diapers and formula, whatever she needs. 2 years of care. That's what they provide. But you don't believe me? Go look up preborn. Go look up their charity rating. I've never seen one perfect. Preborn has a perfect one. Perfect. Your money goes to that young mother and, more importantly, that baby. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give today. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Sponsored by Preborn.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't try
to fight the feeling, 'cause the thought alone. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Do not wait until tomorrow. Get your questions emailed in right now. Ask me anything. It doesn't have to be political. All 3 hours are going to be your questions. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now, death threats. I forgot to answer that last segment. Let me answer it there. The death threats. Do I get them? Yes. Depends on the subject. Depends on the group, actually. And there are three groups that you're guaranteed to get serious death threats for. What is the third worst? The third worst group when it comes to death threats, and actually they're not terrible, but they're definitely third worst, is the climo cultists, the climate cultists, the climate communists, the green people. You get on here and you say, no, no, actually oil's wonderful, so's coal, so's gas, drill for all of it, solar panels are stupid. You'll get some of these eco-terrorists who will email in, I'm going to come kill you, I know where you live, ah, hold on, let me eat my hemp or whatever they do. Yeah, I know that. But they're actually not that bad. The second worst, gun people. The anti-gun people, the banning gun people, they were for the longest time number one in being the most violent, vile people out there. They'll mail threats to your home if they find your address. They'll mail you pictures of dismembered bodies. They are so nasty. The anti-gun nutters, the anti-Second Amendment nutters are the nastiest. But you know who's number one? And I mean number one by a mile. Number one by a mile, Black Lives Matter. There is no comparison. When St. George Floyd died in Minneapolis, and he went on to heaven to become the patron saint of fentanyl, and he's looking down on us as we speak, and everyone in America, everyone on the left, 90% of the right, all of a sudden did that cops are the enemy thing, and black people are saints, and oh my gosh, America's evil and racist, and we're all basically the KKK. And I was, surprise, surprise, one of the few who said, okay, that's ridiculous. Yeah, cops can be terrible. Obviously, they sure can, but they are definitely not the problem in the urban black community, not by a mile. There are all kinds of problems there between drugs and fatherlessness and Democrat politicians, and there are all kinds of problems, but cops ain't one of them. You have no idea how many death threats we got. It actually went beyond emails. They would leave voice messages telling me they're coming to kill me. The Black Lives Matter people, by far, and I mean comfortably, the most violent, murderous people out there, which is why I still insult them every chance I get, as you should, as one should. Jesse. I'm getting fed up with most conservative talk show hosts. Uh-oh. They get nothing done and collect huge salaries. At least one of them sounds like Kevin McCarthy's roommate. Makes me wonder. He says, you are the exception. You are the man. Keep up the good work. Well, at least that's nice. His name is Steve. He says, Semper Fi. Semper Fi, Steve. Look, let me clarify something on this. I got a lot of this, especially during the recent speaker fight. I got a lot of emails saying, hey, Jesse, this Fox News host is garbage. When did he become a rhino? Hey, Jesse, this radio show host is garbage. Been listening to him forever. When did he become a weenie? And what I'm about to say is going to sound like I'm defending him. I'm really not. I'm not. I'm simply going to give you something I've seen in my life. You remember, you know the name Barry Goldwater, right? If you followed politics for any amount of time, you definitely know the name. You people who've been paying attention for a long time will know that he was this arch conservative. A lot of people will say him getting his butt kicked in the presidential race really paved the way to, for Reagan to come in and campaign on that kind of a thing. You know, Barry Goldwater was pretty much a flaming lib for the end at the end of his life. A complete weapons-grade disappointment. You can go look all this stuff up. Just went far left, got yanked far left. You have complained to me endlessly about this radio show host you've listened to forever, or this guy you watch on Fox News who you've listened to forever, and now he sucks. Why does he suck now? Because I'm relatively young, 41, and definitely very, very new to this industry, all I can say is I have a theory on it, all right? This is my theory. My theory is once you get old enough and wealthy enough, I think money does come into play. You get old enough and you get wealthy enough, inevitably, as an older man, some of the fight goes out of you. Now, that's not your fault. Father Time's undefeated. Those T levels start to go down over time. It just is what it is. And the fight starts to leave you. As the fight starts to leave you, an old man will, and this is not universal at all, but an old man will tend to seek out comfort where he used to seek out a challenge. I'll use myself because you know I'm still knee-deep in it politically, but let's talk about, we just went to the Bahamas. Here's a great example. We just went to the Bahamas and we stayed at Atlantis. Did I mention that? We went to the Bahamas, quit. Anyway, but at Atlantis, they have this big water park with all these different water slides on it. And I have been notorious, I don't want to say daredevil, but my entire life, if it was a bridge to jump off of or a crazy water slide you shouldn't do or something like that, boom, I'm there. Why? I want to be scared. I want to test myself. I want the adrenaline rush. I want to see if I have the guts to do it. That's who I am. They have one there in Atlantis called Leap of Faith. It's just one of those straight down ones. You've seen a bunch of them. It's Leap of Faith. And we visited Atlantis one other time. We were on a cruise. I think I was 30 maybe years old. That's straight where I went. Leap of faith. Boom. Leap of faith. This time, I could have. The line was a little long. This time, if I do that, probably going to maybe mess up my lower back again. Let's go do one of the inner tube ones. And I'm not exactly what you'd call an old effeminate man yet, but now that I'm 41 and not 30, it's better to be a little bit more comfortable. So let's expand that to talk radio and TV. Yes, these guys who get really, really big and they've been doing it a long, long time. Yeah, they're made of money and all that stuff. I think at some point in time, once you've been doing it long enough and you make enough money, here's what I think. I think instead of trying to fight for you and the things you want, I think eventually it becomes more appealing, and I hope this doesn't happen to me, but it might. You never know. I think eventually it becomes more appealing to have Kevin McCarthy invite you into the Speaker's office. What if the Speaker of the House, what if he offered you a free personalized tour of the House of Representatives, and you know what you'd say to yourself? You'd say to yourself, hey, how many people in history have had a personalized tour of the Speaker of the House? Sooner or later, having, quote, powerful people call you, text you, sooner or later that becomes more important than you are. That's what I believe. That's just a theory. Again, I'm new. I'm not there. I actually hate most powerful people and people in leadership. I don't want them to call me. So, look, but maybe that'll change. Hey, maybe I don't get fired. Maybe 15 years from now, 20 years from now, maybe that's me. Maybe I become this huge sellout. I pray to God it never happens. Quite literally, I pray to God that it doesn't happen, but it might. I don't know. If I do, please turn off the radio show. Go find someone who actually gives a crap about you. Look, maybe it does come back down to you just get the fight out of you at an old age. Why do you think I tell you guys about chalk so much? Why do you think I tell you about a male vitality stack from chalk? One, it's not chemicals. It's not big pharma. But guys, your testosterone levels are really, really important. And I'm not just talking about, yeah, macho man for my woman type. Man, it's important for you to stay who you are. If your testosterone levels go down, you're not the person you were. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days? I have 60-year-old men who write me thanking me for a male vitality stack from chalk. I have 60-year-old women taking a female vitality stack telling me they can't nap anymore, that it gives them that much energy. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off that subscription. Chalk.com, promo Jesse.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and a couple of people have complained I didn't play the whole McCarthy soundbite when McCarthy went off about Swalwell and the FBI today. I guess it kind of is worth listening to. I'll play it in a second. Just want to remind you, get your emails in for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's tomorrow. Get them emailed in right now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Ask me anything, all right?
Let me phrase something very direct to you. If you got the briefing I got from the FBI, you wouldn't have Swalwell on any committee. And you're going to tell me other Democrats couldn't fill that slot? He cannot get a security clearance in the private sector. So would you like to give him a government clearance? You asked me questions about Santos. You asked the questions about Swalwell. Not only was he getting a clearance, he was inside an intel committee. He had more information than the majority of all the members. Did you ever raise that issue? No, which you should have. You're going to tell me there's 200 other Democrats that couldn't fill that slot, but they kept him on it? The only way that they even knew it came forward is when they went to nominate him to the Intel Committee. And then the FBI came and told the leadership then, he's got a problem. And they kept him on. That jeopardized all of us.
Maybe Kevin McCarthy is taking a male vitality stat, Chris. I don't know. I don't know, but I liked it. Dear Poodle Mix Jesse. Okay, don't call my dog a poodle mix, okay? The AKC pronounces it mutt. Just kidding, sort of. Anyway, I discovered your show and 104.9 The Patriot a few months ago while flipping through the stations and landed on it during one of your awesome intro songs. I'll admit I was bummed at first when the song stopped, but I kept listening and was immediately hooked. I live in a deep red rural southern Missouri, but commute quite far into St. Louis City to work at one of the major city hospitals. It's like stepping into completely different worlds each day. Listening to your show on my drive after work helps cleanse my soul of the communist filth I've been in contact with all day. Thank you, and buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you. Buenas tardes to you. Dear proud veteran, I was wondering why you don't play the whole TAPS salute every Monday after you read the citation from our brave veterans. I look forward to each and every Medal of Honor Monday and always stop what I'm doing to give them a hand over my heart to honor them. Okay, one, we do play the whole salute. I play the whole salute, but only if you're asking why I don't play it every time, I only play the whole salute if they died. Or if they, sometimes I'll play it if they died recently, or passed on. Some of the guys, very sadly, we don't go into much of this. Some of the guys, well, we don't like to talk about this part of it, but combat is really not good for your mind. And a lot of the guys, they died when they came home because they never really came home. They kill themselves or they drink themselves to death. And this is not some modern thing. It's only in modern times where it's getting any publicity. Man, World War II veterans, gosh, they drank themselves to death in droves, committed suicide in droves. What's that, Chris? Yeah, well, there's lots of good books about it out there. Yes, yes, there's lots of good things about it. But so if someone died recently like that, I consider that a combat death, and I play it But we don't play it if they lived, right? Because Taps is for the fallen. I do play the whole thing, but I only want to make sure I play it for the fallen. I am big on not watering things down. Remember, I don't believe in inclusivity. I don't believe in equality. I reject these concepts at all. I believe in things being exclusive because then it makes them better. Exclusive things are better things. And I believe in discrimination. I absolutely will. No, I don't want to hang out with you. No, I don't want to know you. No, I won't talk to you. Yes, I want to talk to you. That I believe in discrimination. And like you'll hear me rant about this on Memorial Day. Memorial Day, we always do a live show. No one else does, but I've always told you I feel an obligation to do a show on Memorial Day. Well, Memorial Day is not Veterans Day. And I see from all these inclusive people, maybe you've made this mistake, probably being nice, I'm not judging you, wishing everyone who passed on a good Memorial Day and our veterans and cops and first responders. No, that is a day only about the fallen and paying respect to their families. Only about the fallen. So Taps, everyone doesn't get Taps. If you passed on, you get Taps. If you didn't pass on, you don't get Taps. That's why I do what I do. Now, before we get to headlines I didn't get to, let's keep you from getting evicted from your home, because that would suck, right? Imagine showing up tonight, get home from work, and there's a piece of paper on your front door. What in the world? What is that, FedEx? And you go up to it, and it's not a piece of paper. It's an eviction notice. And you think to yourself, maybe you're saying to yourself right now, Jesse, I would never get that. I pay my bills. What are they going to do? Are you sure you pay your bills? Are you sure somebody didn't forge your signature on your home title and take a few loans out against your home and you haven't been paying the bills? Because you know they will evict you from your home for home title theft, right? Or you'll have to pay, what, you got 50 grand for a lawyer? That's what it's going to cost you to get it undone. Or you could just go to hometitlelock.com/Jesse and sign up right now so it doesn't happen to you. hometitlelock.com/Jesse. Protect yourself. All right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
USC and Michigan's health department reach peak absurdity and claim the word field is racist. Well, again, are you sending Aiden, Jaden, and Braden to USC or Michigan to be educated? If you are, and you get back a very different child than the one you sent them after 4 years, go look in the mirror. That's who to blame. All the information's out there now. World Health Organization urges travelers to wear masks as new COVID variant spreads. Don't wear a mask. The mask is stupid. It always was stupid. In fact, we should all feel stupid for any minute we ever spent wearing a mask. If you ever put a mask on purpose on your child when they didn't have to wear one, you should not only feel stupid, you should feel like a child abuser, and you should resolve to stop abusing your child. Stop being a sheep. Your mask did nothing. It never did anything. It was always stupid, and it always will be stupid. Iran vows to station warships in the Panama Canal and threat to the U.S. Well, why wouldn't they? The last time the U.S. Navy clashed with the Iranian Navy, Barack Obama was president, and I distinctly remember our Navy sailors on their knees with their hands behind their head as they were being apprehended by Iran. Feds borrowed $4 billion per day in 2022, totaling $10,000 per household. Remember that guy on the radio who's been telling you that we are going to have some very rocky financial times coming? Maybe it's this year, maybe it's next year, but there's no way this ends in anything but pain. Yeah, pay attention to that guy. And pay attention when I tell you that I consider it Ask Dr. Jesse Friday already. I know it's Thursday, but it's time for you to sit down and pen that email to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Can be dumb. I don't care. But we're going to take all 3 hours tomorrow, and we're going to answer your questions, and we're going to have a blast. Sound good? That's all. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
From tips for healthy living to the latest medical breakthroughs, WebMD's Health Discovered podcast keeps you up to date on today's most important health issues. Through in-depth conversations with experts from across the healthcare community, WebMD reveals how today's health news will impact your life tomorrow.
It's not that people don't know that exercise is healthy. It's just that people don't know why it's healthy. And we're struggling to try to help people help themselves and each other.
Listen to WebMD Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.